So while our vaccine rollout has hit a serious speed bump there, we know that the epicenter of the third wave at the moment, Gauteng, really taking a lot of strain at the moment. Also, the Western Cape officially in a third wave too. I saw many tweets at the weekend, people saying they just can't get hospital beds. Many doctors saying the scenes in hospitals are harrowing at the moment. In Gauteng, the provincial government says that it believes that it has done enough to get through the third wave. It says the indefinite closure of the Shalom Matkeke Academic Hospital has definitely had an impact, but they feel as though they are coping. Gauteng government's Thabo Masebe spoke to my colleague Bongani Bingwa earlier today. Have a listen.
Yeah, the ICU beds are the ones that are really under pressure. We're running out of ICU beds because most of the people who are seriously ill with COVID, they do require high care or ICU. So those are the beds that are really scarce. But we're trying to manage at the moment.
Right. Give us figures. Give us a clearer picture. When you say they're scarce, what does that mean?
Yes, they are scarce. If you look at the private sector, we talk to the private hospitals almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And they do indicate to us that they are running almost at about 80% of their capacity for high care and ICU. In the public hospitals, we're also running at about 70%. So we've got very few beds for ICU and high care.
That's Thabo Masebe, the Gauteng government spokesperson, speaking to Bongani Bingwa earlier today. Let's speak now to Dr. Farid Abdullah, who's an infectious diseases clinician at the Steve Biko Hospital, also the director of the Office of AIDS at the SA Medical Research Council. Dr. Abdullah, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today on the Midday Report. What is the picture currently? What is the picture currently in hospitals? What are doctors seeing on the front lines? Dr. Abdullah, there we go. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
So, Mandy, I think that as I heard in your report earlier, you know, the hospitals are pretty full at the moment. But what I'm really more concerned about is the direction of travel. So just to say a word about that, and basically our case rate, which is the number of cases per 100,000 population, is already exceeded what we saw in the first and the second wave, and it's still headed straight up and showing no signs of peaking. We've seen the peak now in the Northern Cape and the early signs of a peak in the Free State, but Gauteng is headed in the same direction as the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape in that second wave. So, you know, the pressures on the beds are full, but what I'm really concerned about is that the situation is going to get a lot worse quite soon.
Do you think that people are simply underestimating this third wave, that we've been through two, we think that the hospitals will be able to cope, and government just doesn't seem to be putting enough restrictions in place?
Yeah, so before we get on to the debate about restrictions, I think what's you know, quite important to complete the picture is that whilst our case rate is really skyrocketing, the number of deaths is at about 50 to 60% of what it was in the second wave. So I expect either that it will be a lower mortality rate in this third wave, or we're just seeing a lag time, you know. Basically, there's always a two-week lag between the cases and the deaths, as you can imagine. But if the number of deaths start to rise at the same level, then we're going to be in a situation where all hospitals will be full, all emergency units will be full, all of these tents will be full, and our clinicians will be faced with a situation where they have to start selecting only the sickest patients for admission. And, you know, then face the horror of turning people away, as we've seen in many parts of the world and as we saw in the Eastern Cape in December.
Mm. So, Dr. Abdullah, what needs to happen at this point?
So, honestly, I don't think a lot can be done about changing the trajectory of the epidemic. But if you look at if you look at the split of admissions between the public sector and the private sector over the entire period from April of last year, the split in Gauteng has been about 50-50. 50% of the patients go to the public sector and the other 50 go to the private sector. In this third wave, we see that 75% of the admissions are in the private sector. And that means that the capacity at the public sector hospitals need to be increased. So to answer your question, I think that two or three things could make a difference immediately. The first and most urgent is if we could find a way to bring more nurses into the public sector at short notice through agencies, through recruiting nurses who work for NGOs, any and all means necessary to bring nurses into it, because that's the rate limiting step for opening beds. With Charlotte Makleke shutting down, we've lost about 400 beds, the potentially 400 beds in the public sector, and we need to make up those beds in other hospitals. And patients will find their way wherever the beds in the province might be. But the bottleneck is nurses. So if we can find a way to urgently bring more nurses on stream, many hospitals, not just Steve Biko, where I work, will be able to open beds. At Steve Biko, we have the potential to open another 100 beds at least, but we're short of nurses. And that problem can be solved when we start addressing some of the concerns that I expressed earlier. The second thing is we need super efficiency with our emergency medical services. Because, you know, basically a patient may or may not find their way into a bed, but if you have a good, well-organized ambulance service, then, you know, patients can go from home to available beds. And, you know, the most difficult job of all, they get called to a home. They have to assess the patient needs a bed or not. That's a difficult choice to make. And then they have to find a bed anywhere in the system. So, nurses, better organized EMS, and open Charlotte Makleke, you know. It needs fire doors for Pete's sake, you know. Put in the fire doors and open the place. You can't shut out a key facility because it doesn't have fire doors.
Indeed. Sure, we've been rabbiting on about that one, asking for Charlotte Makleke to be reopened. They just need some fire doors now. Dr. Farid Abdullah, thank you so much for your time, an infectious diseases clinician at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital in Pretoria, giving us a view there of what's happening on the front lines with skyrocketing numbers.